Okay, this is letter 1117 for Living Theology Friends by Leon Combs for April the 24th, 2011. This is the 16th in a series on the church. This one is prayer. A thorough version of this letter can be read at livingtheology.com/prayer.htm. All religions practice some form of prayer or meditation, but what is prayer? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary gives a definition. Prayer is an address as a petition to God or a God in word or thought, such as he said a prayer for the success of the voyage. That's a reasonable short definition. A longer definition is given by Wikipedia. Prayer is the act of attempting to communicate, commonly with a sequence of words, with a deity or spirit for the purpose of worshiping, requesting guidance, requesting assistance, confessing sins, or to express one's thought and emotions. Of course, neither definition addresses the consequence of prayer, nor are they specifically stated for Christians. I would simply define prayer as the conversation between a Christian and God. Some questions regarding Christian prayer are now considered. One, is the presence of prayer to give God new information that he would not have otherwise known? Such a question brings into account a basic characteristic of God, his omniscient nature. If God already knows everything, then our prayer cannot bring him new information. Many scripture verses support that God is indeed omniscient, so it is impossible for us to tell him anything new. Two, is the purpose of prayer to bring something to God's attention that he's forgotten? If God knows absolutely everything, does God forget anything? We can read some scriptures that indicate such an occurrence if we merely take the reading at face value, such as Exodus 2:24. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, since we acknowledge God's omniscience, he cannot forget, because if he did, then he does not know everything. It may sometimes seem to us that God has forgotten some things, but when the scripture says that God remembers, it means that he begins to act upon something he already knows. All knowledge and events are in the mind of God, but in his time, he will appear to us to have forgotten something just because we do not see him acting upon that knowledge at the time we would prefer. But God acts in his time, and when it is his time to act upon some event or knowledge, he then remembers it. Three, is the purpose of prayer to bring something to God's attention that he already knows? In this case, we're not questioning his omniscience or something that he has forgotten, but his attention to a detail in life. After all, God's very busy, and we think he just may have many items on his mind at the time of our prayer. Verses such as the following tells us that God knows everything at all times. Luke 12:7. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear. You are of more value than many sparrows. God obviously cares about all of his children and knows every detail about them all the time. Four, is the purpose of prayer to change God's mind regarding some particular occurrence? In this case, we are acknowledging that God is omniscient and that he never forgets or lets some things slip his mind. But when God has made a decision, is prayer an attempt to change his mind? You might quote the following to prove that God changes his mind. Exodus 32, verse 14. So the Lord changed his mind about the harm which he said he would do to his people. However, there are only two reasons that people would change their mind. One, new information is brought to their attention. Or two, they made a mistake in judgment. God is omniscient, so we can rule out the possibility for God to change his mind on the basis of new information. Regarding the second possibility, does God ever make a mistake in judgment regarding some event? Of course, it's impossible for an omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, holy God to make a mistake, so the second reason is eliminated. Although several verses seem to indicate that God may change his mind, he is speaking according to our manner of thinking. Repenting, for example, for us involves changing our mind, but God does not do that either. If God ever changed his mind in our way of understanding that concept, he would be changing who he is, and he never changes his nature in any way. Malachi 3, verse 6, I am the Lord, I change not, therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed. All verses that on the surface indicate God changes his mind relate to God acting in the way that he intended to act with regard to something or someone. His plan is set from the beginning, and God is immutable, so his mind cannot be changed. It is only from our phenomenological perspective that he appears to change his mind. 5. Who does God hear? Proverbs 15, verse 29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Many verses tell us that the prayers of the righteous are heard by God. Of course, we know that because of double imputation, those who are Christians are made righteous before God, and the prayers of Christians who have access through Jesus are heard by God. 6. Does God hear everyone's prayer? John 9:31. We know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is God-fearing and does his will, he hears him. Christians have access to the Father through Jesus and are devoted to doing the will of God, so he hears their prayers. We know then that God does not hear sinners, but he does hear the prayers of Christians because of the intermediary work of Christ. Since our prayers cannot change God's mind, someone may ask, why pray? Well, there are at least two reasons. First, God commands us to pray throughout the Bible. Paul said that he prayed continuously. As children of God, we love him and want to interact with him and become more like him in all that we do. Think of someone whom you love more than anyone else and ask yourself the question, why should I talk with him? The question is ludicrous. We should love Jesus more than anyone else, and therefore we should want to talk with him constantly. Second, the more we pray, the more we are aligned with the nature of God. The more our requests are in line with the will of God, and the more we demonstrate the love of God to the world. This is a hugely important reason. The scriptures below show that when we are in God's will, our prayers will be according to what he already intends. James 4, verse 3, chapter 5, verse 15 and 16, Matthew 21, verse 22, 1 John 3, 22. So take much time every day to pray to God in the manner taught by Jesus, Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Christians alone are the children of God, John 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. And we should desire to talk with him all the time. Spend more time talking to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.